Hey, what's good, you guys? What's going on? Welcome back to Cinema Talk Radio. It's your girl. And thank you for my listeners. I always say that because I appreciate y'all so much. I appreciate the plays. You know what I'm saying? Because they inspire me. And that's what it's all about. So let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get straight into it. And today we're going to be talking about people having access to you. People having access to you. You know, when people have access to you, they tend to think, oh, you're available. And when I talk about having access to you, where I don't, you know, to my people who live with people, to, you know, being available all the time, you know what I'm saying, for people. And just, you know, when people, if you're at home, you're living with your parent, whoever you live with, they tend to see, they tend to watch you. They trying to see what you're doing. They trying to see everything that, you know, they trying to see everything you're doing, every movement. That's people having access to you. You know, when you live by yourself, you don't have those things. You're able to just maneuver how you want to maneuver. But when you living with people and they tend to watch you and try to see how you getting money, see how everything going for you, that's having access to you. And when they have access to you, they think that they can ask you something. They think that they can, you know, that you're available. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to see what you're doing and how you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to figure it all out. They're trying to be in your business. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when people get in your business, you tend to judge yourself. You tend to rethink about the things that you're on and what you're trying to do and your goals. Because you got people watching you, and now you second guess yourself. And that's what I'm talking about, when you really have to dig deep into yourself. You know what I'm saying? To be able to know what you're doing. To be able to maneuver, even when people is around you, and do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you this from experience. You know, when I lived by myself, I wasn't going through this where, you know, I was maneuvering. I lived by myself for a long time. And then before that, I just could maneuver. But I have a baby now. Things are different. I don't maneuver as the same way because I'm a mother. And I have to think twice about my actions. And I have to think twice about things that I'm going to do. So, you know what I'm saying? I think people, you know, they want you to be the same person, but you're not the same person when you grow and when you go through things. I had a baby. I'm a mother. So when people expect you to be that same person, expect you to have them same maneuvers, expect you to have them same actions, you know what I'm saying? You just got to know that's them. You got to know that they haven't changed, but you have. You got to know that deep down inside that you are doing things for the better you. Everything you do is for the better you. Every step you take is for the better you. Every move you make is for the better you. You're trying to do the best you can do for yourself. And you ain't trying, you doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I talk about affirmations. And I talk about just developing yourself, because you know what I'm saying, by being in this world, being with so many distractions, people, all types of stuff, people still in the old age where they think you got to go to a job and get it. You can go get it off, like you can go get it off your YouTube, off your Instagram, off your Facebook, off your own self-employed job. You can go get it. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm talking about. You got to dig deep and you got to believe in yourself. And that's what I'm going through. And that's why I'm talking about this. Because this shit is passionate for me. Because I know that I got to dig deep and continue to walk my journey. And continue to believe in my journey. Continue to talk to myself, but positively. because people are trying to figure you out. People are trying to make changes in your mind. People are trying to change your thoughts. And the shit is real. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's so important just to be able to, you know what I'm saying, dig deep. And also just not dig deep. You know what I'm saying? Kind of really get involved in loving yourself. Being comfortable by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Being able to be in a room by yourself. Being able to walk alone. Because every journey you take, you ain't going to be able to just be with somebody else. You got to walk alone sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And that's where people fuck up at. You know what I'm saying? And that's where people fuck up at. Because it's every, you know, just because they was there at the beginning, the team was there at the beginning, and the middle of the journey, they might not be able to be with you. And that's what Jesus Christ talked, that's what he did. He believed in himself. He knew he had to get to his Father. His disciples didn't believe in him. So that's why it don't kind of, it mess with my head, but it don't kind of mess with, it mess with my head, but it don't kind of mess with my head when I see that my mom, she don't believe in me. You know what I'm saying? My siblings, they just on some fuck shit with me. You know what I'm saying? But because I know Jesus Christ had to go through it. You know what I'm saying? Every story is always where somebody has to just walk that. They got to walk that journey alone. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm trying to be strong for my damn self and put my damn self on. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? This is a woman who I was teased, I fought, you know what I'm saying, as a child, because girls used to pull on my hair and hate my hair. My hair was real long. So sometimes in a black community, they feel like, oh, that's not your real hair. And they tease you, they bully you. You know what I'm saying? They want to pull it out and they jealous, the envy. The shit is real. I have lived it. So let's just get back to, you know what I'm saying, when people are in your space and people want to be, you know what I'm saying, in your space, you got to maneuver in a room full of fucking demons. You got to maneuver in a room full of fucking savages. You know, that's what Jay-Z said. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn to maneuver. And that's all I'm doing in this life right now, is I'm really learning how to maneuver. I'm killing my enemies with my kindness. Because at the end of the day, if I go there, that's giving them like, yes, she's angry. Yes, I got her. And not that I have slipped up, you know what I'm saying, and got out of my place. But the thing is like I can't do that anymore. I can't keep living my life and keep being mad at people because of whatever the fuck they going through in life. So when people are in your business, they trying to get all trying to be all in your space, just learn to maneuver. That's when you gotta dig deep. You know what I'm saying? And you may wanna go there where it hurts your feelings. You may wanna go there where you wanna shed a tear. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's like, damn, why are you doing this? Why are you being like this? But at the end of the day, that's not for you to question. Your shit is, get your shit together so you can get the fuck out of a motherfucker's way. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together so you can get out of a motherfucker way. And I think shit, that's and that's the message. And that's the message. You know what I'm saying? That's the message. You know, psychology is a motherfucker. You start learning people. You start learning their ways. And I'm a Libra, so I'm air. So, you know, one of my gifts are like, you know, I can know something. Like, I be knowing shit. You know what I'm saying? The more spirituality I get into, the more psych abilities I have, the more. Man, like, my shit is awesome. I ain't gonna lie. I'm very, you know what I'm saying? My shit magical. You know what I'm saying? Your girl got gifts. And that's why you have to just learn yourself so you can be able just to maneuver, you know, when people are in your business trying to see what you doing, how you making money. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's not doing nothing, they not doing nothing, he's not doing nothing, he's available. You know what I'm saying? When people think you're available, you can do it. So, you know, that's the message. You got to get your shit together. Dig deep, 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 deep down and down so you can be able to maneuver. You can be able to have control. And that's the message for me. You know, I'm talking to myself. You know what I'm saying? This is the message for me. I'm a mother at the end of the day, and I'll be damned if, you know, any way of how I feel, you know what I'm saying, it gets to my daughter. I'm protecting her. You know, I'm protecting her. I'm really am, because I don't want her, you know, to have to feel no type of way. She's a beautiful little girl. Beautiful. And, you know, she don't need to be damaged. You know what I'm saying? She don't need to have those worries. You know, she want to go to the best college, she gonna go to the best college. If she want to go play on a team or whatever she wants to do, she can do it because she gonna have that support. And that's all we getting back to. It's just that support that's just needed in life. But if you want to be an example for your life, you be it. And that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be there for my daughter. What I don't get, she do get. And that's just a blessing in disguise. You know what I'm saying? That's just a blessing in disguise for her. So, yeah, I just wanted to hop on. It's, you know, in the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:17. You know, it feels good outside, and I'm just chilling. I got a cup of coffee, and you know what I'm saying? And the way that people are just, you know what I'm saying, maneuvering in this time, is dangerous. So just have control over your shit. You know what I'm saying? Have control over your shit. Be able to love yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't contradict yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything you put your mind to. You know what I'm saying? So I really just want to tell you that, you know, how you doing? And I really just wanted to, you know, tell you guys just how much I appreciate it, and you know, my messages and my experience, because I really do have a lot of experience. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what I'm battling, because people know that I have a lot of experience, and people tell me on a daily, like I said, I'm smart, I'm intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't want you to grow. But I have to grow. I have grown. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop. The journey doesn't stop. The journey doesn't quit. This is a continuing thing. I'm continuing to grow. You know what I'm saying? As my daughter grow, as she's 15 months now. You think I haven't grown in 15 months? I had a baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm still nursing her. She's, you know, my little one. Like, she's attached to me. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to just say that you're gonna continue to grow no matter where you are, no matter how people see it. That's what I'm saying. No matter how people see your growth, on what you think they on, because they physical. You know, a lot of people are physical. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm spiritual. I'm physical too, but I'm spiritual right now. You know what I'm saying? And I brought a spirit into this world. I'm much more than what people think that's around me, that's just looking at me because they comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm saying is, when people just, you know, when you living with people, you know, I just really want to get back to, you know, being back on my own, living by myself. And that's what I'm working on. And my daughter having her own room, and we just being in our own space. You know what I'm saying? Because energy is real, and I gotta protect my daughter. And if I gotta protect my daughter, I gotta protect myself. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, put that message out there for people that's going through it, like I'm going through it. But you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it in a higher state. I'm not reacting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not reacting. I'm looking at things on how they are. And from that point of view, I'm deciphering my ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm maneuvering my ways. I'm controlling the board game. You feel me? So, yeah. So I just want to get on here and just talk about that. And I appreciate you guys. Share my episodes, man. Continue to listen. Appreciate you. You guys get on my Instagram, man, and follow me. Let me know. Get on my Instagram, follow me. You know what I'm saying? I got my new Instagram is Cinema Talk Radio. So go follow me on that. I'm starting to put things up. Go follow me on CN Beauty World Instagram, Cinema Talk Radio Instagram. Go follow me, you guys. I'm continuing to put stuff up, and I'm continuing to give you the message. I'm gonna continue to motivate, inspire, you know what I'm saying, and be 100, because that's who I am. I'm always gonna be 100%, and that's why people like me, and that's why people don't like me. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I love myself. You feel me? I love myself. But yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Cinema Talk Radio. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Have a good morning wherever you guys at. Peace. Bye.